Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Hello from a freshly refrozen winter wonderland, gorgeous Benzie County in northern Michigan, USA. The epicenter of transmogrifying cinema for the middle of Turtle Island and perhaps everywhere, because, yep, this is where the daughter of God will incarnate. She is coming, and you are helping. You're in on the blessed event by listening to this podcast, and even more so when you offer feedback. My name is Dan Kelly, Shri Fuji Split, and I'm just back from Chicago and Dan Savage's Hump Film Festival, where everyone is sexy. Just doing research, I didn't have anything entered. The short films had more humor than arousal going on, at least for me. Variations on intimacy that expanded my horizons, though I'm still mostly straight. Humans are amazing. Yet, even with all those writhing bodies, I was itching to get home and back to the daughter of God and you, my people. Nothing is more sexier right now. Nuts and bolts. For the unabridged social media analysis, check out the transcription for this episode. Oh, and by the way, this is episode 078, Best Scenario Yet, a second season of the Daughter of God cast crowd creation. As I was saying, the unabridged social media analysis is available. Read the full transcription at www.dog.movie, episode 077. Here's the overview. Generally, crowd creation is becoming more accessible, especially on Facebook. Each scene seems to perform better than the previous scene. Canyon Princess, episode 077, is the second most watched scene after open season, which was also true last week with Do It Again, episode 076. Feedback, Canyon Princess. The gurgling of gentle river current and the chanting of devotees echoes off steep rock walls. Far above, a massive derelict is silhouetted against the azure blue, a rust-pitted and ancient remembrance of the long ago. The feedback question for Canyon Princess was, what, if any, connection is there between this scene and Elon Musk's space car? And of course, people could just talk about whatever they wanted and ignore that question. All the feedback for Canyon Princess is consolidated as comments on episode 077, Canyon Princess, www.dog.movie. Canyon Princess was posted twice, as an excerpt of 19 seconds, and then the complete version a day later at 37 seconds. Joe and Pam both had beautiful commentary on the short version that's still up on Facebook. Joe, the painter of large, exquisite paintings, gives phenomenal feedback. By bringing himself to the table, he is contributing big time to Daughter of God and also demonstrating how fun and easy feedback is. He just notices what comes up for him and writes about those feelings. Joe via Facebook. The chanters in Canyon Princess remind Joe of organized religion, of which he is not a fan. Maybe because the chant starts off with, "To her spirit, let us pray." I lazily borrowed "let us pray" from the Catholics and thought that the object pronoun her would be a fun flip of patriarchal divinity. Maybe not so for former Catholics. Catholicism has a strong feminine aspect, the BVM or Blessed Virgin Mary, and so praying to a her would probably still resonate for Catholics and ex-Catholics alike. Joe wondered if the big boat might be a relic of a lost Garden of Eden, and the chanters, a new Adam and Eve. Again, there's that strong Christian overlay. Really, really helpful. The chanting could be gently tweaked. I don't want to imply Christianity by default. Pam via Facebook. Of all the feedback for Canyon Princess, Pam's made me the most happy. Only after reading, "Certainly piques one's curiosity about the origin story," did I realize that Pam articulated my agenda for most of the vignettes posted so far. How the fuck did that cruise ship end up at the top of that canyon? I want to imply that there's a perfectly reasonable explanation, consistent with the dog universe, so that the audience expects to, wants to find out what it is. I also totally love Pam's "Nature's Canyon as a house of worship, or at least spiritual center." This is also very encouraging. We're on the right track. Whereas Joe and Pam only mentioned the Elon Musk space car connection in passing, Scott and Seamus leveraged Elon to leap right off planet. Pretty sure they were both watching the completed longer version. Scott wonders if the big boat is actually a derelict starship, converted, I guess, like the FTL tramp freighters from the gentle release Daughter of God cast episode 039, or the influential 70s anime series Space Battleship Yamamoto. He then waxes a little too poetic for me to follow, but I get the gist. A very cool interpretation makes me rethink the premise. Scott then gave some crucial feedback about the scene so far. "I am truly anxious to see the entirety of Dog, as this amazing variety pack of scenes are a tease." He seems to be saying he's ready for more substantial content. I replied with several questions to get some clarity about what he's experiencing. Meanwhile, Seamus dazzled yet again with another hilarious alternative narrative. Elon Musk, in his fifth body, decided to one-up himself on launching absurd vehicles into space. The mission to send a cruise ship to orbit Mars runs amok and threatens to cause an extinction-level event on a planet still struggling to be habitable. But possibly all that success landing boosters vertically comes in handy and they're able to drop the big boat on Mars intact. Cruise ship payload alighted near the top of a rust-red Martian canyon. Duh! Rust-red Martian canyon? Of course! This shot could be on a terraformed Mars. See how cool feedback is? So fixated on my premise was I that this never occurred to me. Good gracious! Does relocating Canyon Princess to Mars advance the Daughter of God gestalt? Maybe. Possibly. I'm going to have to let this settle in. Best scenario yet. Two mismatched hands clasp across a stainless steel surgical table. One young and smallish, the other large, dry, and discolored by ill health. Over the sounds of busy hospital ambiance, an unconventional farewell speech, the rasping voice asserts that his death is an illusion, a trick he is playing on everyone else except her. And the feedback question for best scenario yet. Is the person with the rasping voice worthy of trust? What other impressions do you get? Stupendous and vital feedback once again. So lucky to have courageous collaborators sharing inner experience. I'd welcome a few more. Maybe you have an impression to offer. Come on, Mr. Beeb, have a bathe. You've successfully recovered your booster rockets with the Daughter of God cast, episode 078, Best Scenario Yet. What planet is this anyway? Earth, Mars, or other? Jigsaw pieces strewn across the table, thousands possibly. A panorama of rust-red desert, a roiling ocean at dawn. 8 scenes so far, disparate, teasing, random. This is a self-aware puzzle, mediatronic and fluid. The images on each piece seem to shift as they are placed, influenced by their neighbors. Is this my movie or yours? Shri Fuji Split discovers himself to be a mere steward, a pinch of catalyst that starts the reaction fizzling. No audience before you has ever made a movie like this. Enter the Daughter of God Dojo, sanctified temple, sacred cave. An adventure of 1,000 revelations begins with your first comment. And there will likely be stickers and t-shirts along the way.